Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Three people were transported to the hospital on Friday, September 22nd, as the result of a major vehicle collision at mile 20 of K Beach Road. Fortunately, no one appeared to suffer life-threatening injuries, according to a statement from Alaska State Troopers at the time. The accident represents a growing trend on the peninsula roads regarding the number of serious accidents, and they're not trending in a positive direction. Troopers Detachment A Commander Captain Mike Zweifel was present at the scene of the K Beach accident on Friday with a plea to the public for safer driving.
There's like five things I guess I'm pleading to the public. Don't drive impaired. Don't talk on your phone or don't use your phone while you're driving. Keep the distractions down in the car. And I'm talking about fiddling with the radio, adjusting your seatbelt, grooming yourself, a host of number of things that people do inside the car. Watch the aggressive driving out there on the roads. That's the speeding, that's the aggressive passing, all of that stuff in general, the aggressive driving. And last is wear your seatbelt. That's my plea to the communities here. That will greatly reduce our fatalities that we've had recently and the crashes that we're experiencing.
And although he could not provide any specific details regarding the accident on Friday, Captain Zweifel stated that distracted driving was at play in that collision as well. Another accident and three more in the hospital. Residents and visitors of the Kenai, please do your part to keep everyone safe on our roads by reducing or eliminating distractions while you're driving. And remember, no amount of time saved by driving aggressively is worth your life or the life of someone else. Governor Mike Dunleavy was present in Kenai on Monday for the signing of the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project Partnership Agreement. Here's Adriana Hernandez-Santana with more.
Members of the community gathered at the Kenai Senior Center to witness the signing of the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project with the Department of the Army for the administration and construction. Governor Mike Dunleavy was present for the signing and shared a large amount of gratitude with members of the Kenai Peninsula.
I want to thank all the people in this room and those that have passed. But I want to thank the legislature for assisting with this as well, and anyone and everyone that planned over the years.
Members of different generations of the City Kenai Council were also invited to share in this monumentous occasion. After introductions for all the members that made this event possible, it was time to sign the agreement. Once it was signed, the crowd cheered with glee, celebrating that the first step was finally over. Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel describes the signing as the Kenai winning a bronze medal, but still had a bit of steps to take before they could finally get the gold.
Like they said, this is the bronze medal part of the ceremony. When we get to the groundbreaking, that'll be the silver medal, and then obviously when it's finished, the gold medal, the dedications. First up, and very exciting, yes.
Jeff Palazzini, the district commander for the Alaska District Corps of Engineers, gleamed with pride, knowing that his task was going to help the community for the better.
When we get an opportunity on these coastal erosion projects to help a city protect infrastructure, protect important city structures, something like this senior center, it means a lot to our employees, the folks that work for the Army Corps, to be part of a really meaningful project like that.
For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment last week charging an Anchorage man with intentionally lighting an apartment on fire. According to court documents, Paul Bates, 24, started a fire in an apartment building located on East 12th Avenue in Anchorage on October 30th of 2022. Bates lived in the apartment complex at the time and had just engaged in a dispute with a neighbor. The defendant was arrested the same day as the fire. If convicted, he faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years in prison. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.